It's Tuesday, January 26, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Insights from the AV integrator space, deeper data on the broadband divide, and the new IoT security law. This is the Business of Tech. Let's kick off with a report from Commercial Integrator. This pub focuses on those doing AV integration, so very much related to IT services these days. Their 2021 State of the Industry report shows three things. Profits did take a hit, but not as badly as one might expect. Those integrators are not too worried about COVID in 2021, and a good portion of that industry pivoted. New products, markets, and expansion of services kept the industry afloat. Also of note, the quote, establishment of some recurring revenue through service contracts, end quote. Why do we care? It's that last item that caused my ears to perk up. I follow this industry both because it's ancillary to the IT services one and because I like it. I'm an AV geek at heart. More importantly, this industry has found the recurring revenue bug. It makes sense. For all the reasons IT services likes it, adding AV gear is now connected. Everything with an IP address also means AV gear too. So here's an ancillary industry to be aware of at a minimum. In the middle might be partnership opportunities, and for a select group, perhaps new offerings. With the emphasis on virtual work, AV gear is going to matter. So don't be surprised to find someone else in your customer base. Longtime listeners know I'm tracking heavily on broadband access, particularly in the U.S. Let's hit the new data first. Broadband Now is reporting that as of December, 40% of Americans had access to a low-priced broadband plan. That's defined as $60 a month or less. That's up from 52% at the end of 2019. Remember, that's the FCC minimum 25-3 combo. If you want more, just 30% of Americans have access to low-priced plans that bring 100 mega speeds. It's inconsistent. Rhode Island, the smallest state, has 98.4% access to coverage. 84% have access to affordable plans. In California, 81% have access to the speeds, but only 18% could afford the same coverage. This is an expansion of data presented last week. So why do we care? I start with the fact that lack of broadband access is holding sectors back. That's why we care. In the what should I do category, look in your geographic market. Understand where you can't deliver services, and then make your elected officials aware of that. This is an easy to sell position. Broadband access open markets. It creates opportunity. So make them aware. How about IoT and security? Highlighting a piece in IoT Business News, which digs into the IoT Cybersecurity Improvement Act of 2020. The act offers development, management, configuration, and patching of IoT devices. This law, signed last year, focuses on standards and guidelines on use of these devices by the Fed, prohibits the use of IoT devices that do not comply with these requirements, requires NIST to publish the guidelines, and requires contractors supplying the devices to the government to adopt vulnerability disclosure policies. Why do we care? Sure, the law focuses on the Fed, but that's how the government uses its position to make change. It buys a lot of stuff, and now that stuff has to hit these minimums. The publishing of the guidelines means providers can use them in their own shops. Specifically, you should do it for IoT gear, but more broadly, it's time now to gear up and have a process for incorporating guidelines and regulations into your practice. You're going to be doing a lot of it more in the coming months, and if you don't have a system, it's way harder. Think agile. Start practicing, then get better and better with each iteration. Headaches with customers texting your technicians? Xynta's Text brings your texting conversation into service tickets. Set your MSP apart by allowing your customers to communicate the way they want, without losing control of the conversation. Since text messages are 10 times more likely to be opened than email, you can get your tickets to resolved faster. An essential tool for supporting a growing remote workforce. Go to tixt.us, that's T-I-X-T.us, to sign up for a free 30-day trial. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Working on a couple of projects I'll be announcing soon. I'll talk to you again tomorrow.